There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go calm or concerned, Danny. If you are calm, you still think this team's going to make the playoffs? There's nothing to worry about just yet. If you are concerned, you don't see a renaissance coming after a slow start. What's up, Dad?
Calm or concerned about the San Francisco 49ers? They are 2-3. They play tomorrow night at Seattle on Thursday Night Football.
A little bit concerned. This is still a team with a high ceiling. The track record is there, so, you know, rule them out at your own peril. But this McCaffrey, it's in both legs now, and it's worse than we thought, kind of. It just feels like one of those snowballs rolling. They're banged up. They can't quite get right. Nothing is that easy for Brock Purdy anymore. I still think they end up having a nice year, but it's not what we're used to. So that's why I'm saying concern. They pretty much get out of bed and win 12, 13 games. I don't think that's the case this year.
YouTube audience, and Danny, I want you to look at my hand. What's it doing?
You're holding it about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet above the table. It's flat. You could balance something on it. It's still?
It's not shaking.
It's not shaking.
My hand never shakes. Billy Costigan style.
Billy Costigan.
The San Francisco 49ers are just fine. They're in a division where they are one game back of 3-2 Seattle, who they play this week. Where they win at 3-3, they will be in first place in the NFC West, likely to start next season pending the Arizona result. The 49ers are fine. They are super banged up, and they are a one-point loss that they shouldn't have lost against the Cardinals away from still without a bunch of their best players on the offensive side of the ball for durations of this season, you know, being at the top of the division. I know it's tough even with Seattle, Kansas City coming up, Dallas before the bye, but they will eventually get this thing turned around. Tough schedule. Look at their stretch run. Bears, Rams, Dolphins, Cardinals in that stretch. I think they're going to be okay. This is a playoff team. I am calm on San Francisco.
Calm or concerned about their division rival, the team that actually got their only win against, the LA Rams. They have a bye week this week, and then they play the Las Vegas Raiders on the other side with hopefully Cooper Kupp returning.
I am concerned about the Rams. I know they'll get Cooper Kupp back in week 7, and they have one game left to play, maybe without Kupp, before he comes back against possibly Minnesota. But they're not very good. They're 1-4. They were so lucky to beat San Francisco. They lost to the Lions by 6. They lost to the Cardinals by 31. Then they shocked the Niners with that miracle fourth quarter when we were in Cincy, watching in our nice suite at that beautiful hotel. What was that hotel called?
The Hotel Covington. The Hotel Covington.
We stayed with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, although not in their room. That would have been weird. The Bears, they lost pretty handily. The Packers, now they've lost to. They're 1-4. I think they beat the Raiders 2-4, and then they've got Vikings, Seahawks back-to-back. They're probably going to be 2-5, and I just think that's too big a hole.
Yeah, concern, although they've got one blowout loss here. It's Arizona. Week two, they looked horrendous. Everything else has been a one-score game that they've been in. That's as a really banged-up group. The thing is, I don't think you get unbanged up. I don't think all of a sudden they're just going to get healthy overnight. Cooper Kupp's coming back, yes, for now. It just feels like one of those, again, snowball rolling in the wrong direction type groups where they don't have enough talent in a lot of places, and it's Matt Stafford and Sean McVay's genius kind of keeping them afloat. I don't think they have it this year.
Calm or concerned, after 2 weeks, they were once America's darlings. Since then, they are 0-3 and lost their starting quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, they're 2-3, and they host Tampa Bay this weekend.
Concern. This is who I thought they were coming into the season. Their head coach was the guy I thought was going to get fired early on, right? Dennis Allen. But now all of a sudden,
Dennis Allen would be Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the first to be fired. That's the thing I would have bet on if I were to have wagered on that. But they came out scoring 45 a game through 2 weeks, and that's a distant memory, isn't it? I don't think they've scored 45 combined. Maybe they have over the last 3 weeks total.
49 total, yeah, through three games.
They have been a dramatically different team over the last three, regressing violently to the mean. Now without Derek Carr, I just don't see it for them. There are two teams that are, at a minimum, that are better than them in the division.
They play the Bucs and the Broncos in the next 10 days, I think it is. Let me see here. The second game's 8 days. They have two games in the next 8 days, so I'm sure that's good. They will lose both of them without Derek Carr, at least one of them. But if that's the case, then you're talking about 3-5. I am concerned. The Bucs are good. The Falcons have trended up in the NFC South. New Orleans is in big, big trouble.
Calm or concerned about our division rival here in the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, who are coming off their bye week to host the lowly Cleveland Browns this weekend?
I'm calm. They're a Saquon Barkley pitch and catch, a catch that he makes 100 times out of 100, that my six-year-old makes 96 times out of 100. They dropped that pass, which will never happen again, away from being 3-1 and having beaten Atlanta, or just a couple normal tush pushes or play calls away from being 3-1, despite having a rash of injuries. They've got an easy schedule here coming up. Cleveland and the Giants, I think we're going to look up, and Philadelphia's going to be, 7-4, trending in the right direction. They're not great. They're not a juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination, but people, digging their grave and writing their epitaph too soon.
So I'm going to say calm, in that I think they are going to be a playoff caliber team when it's all said and done. But I feel about Philly today what I have felt about them since the season began, which is they're frauds a little bit. I just don't think they're that good. And I'm not going to think that until I see a lot more deposits. Danny mentioned in their favor that they could be 3-1, and that's fine. I could also point out that they easily could have lost the Packers shootout when Green Bay had a couple receivers slipping and falling that were wide open that would have scored touchdowns. They could have easily lost their win against New Orleans, oh, by the way, 15-12, when two defenders ran into each other on a mesh concept to give Dallas Goedert 70 yards in the game-winning drive. So, sorry about your luck. I mean, they could be 0-4 just as easily as they could be 3-1. The Browns, they should beat. The Browns are terrible. They play the Giants. I think that'll actually be a tight game. I think they lose to the Bengals. I think the Jaguars is tough. But eventually, it's Cowboys, Commanders, Ravens. There's enough stinkers in here that they'll be fine, and they'll get to 9, maybe 10 wins. But I'm not worried about Philly. They don't scare me. They're just okay. But I'll say calm in that their whole season's still ahead of them.
Calm or concerned about the team that was the first to fire their head coach this year, and they have so many primetime games that nobody asks for, the Jets at 2-3, who host the Bills on Monday Night Football this week.
I'm going to go with concerned. Aaron Rodgers looks old. He does not look very good. He was awful against the Broncos. You want to blame that on bad weather? That's reasonable. He was just as bad against the Vikings, and I don't think there was that much bad weather in that London game. That's two straight now where he has not looked good and their offense has stunk. Their only wins, Danny, are against the Tennessee Titans, who we're going to pick in the top five, and the Patriots, who we're going to pick in the top five. Now, if they beat the Bills tomorrow night, I will possibly sing a different tune. But I think they're going to be 2-4 going into a matchup with physical Pittsburgh. That's going to be a toss-up type game with their season on the line. Their schedule down the stretch is softer than it looked like it was going to be. Dolphins, Jags, Rams, Bills, Dolphins. So if they could just get out of their bye in week 13 with a shot, they might be okay. But I just don't like what I'm seeing from Rodgers, and I think their offense is broken. They can't run the ball.
Yeah, concern. Before the season, I thought they were going to win the AFC East. I thought this group has so much talent. All they needed was a healthy adult quarterback. I'm not even talking about Aaron Rodgers MVP of a couple years ago, right? I just mean someone that's sentient, someone that's not Zach Wilson literally ruining things or somebody else. And it's not just Aaron Rodgers. They just don't look right defensively. They're still very good, but they can't run block all of a sudden for some reason. Who knows what the causation or the reality is there. Their passing game looks clunky, and every yard seems like a nuclear fusion project. It's really, really hard for them to do anything on offense. I don't think, a defensive coordinator or defensive coach for another defensive coach fix any of that.
Final one, calm or concerned about the team that let us here on the Grant and Danny radio show program come up to their stadium and put our feet up? The Cincinnati Bengals, who are 1-4 and have a stretch of the Giants, the Browns, Philly, and Las Vegas coming up in the next few weeks.
Strangely, I'm calm.
At 1-4, doesn't that seem weird?
They dug themselves into a great big hole. I was there. I saw it. But Joe Burrow threw for 7 trillion yards, leads the league in touchdown passes at this point. Their offense with Ja'Marr Chase on one side, and if you try to stop him, T. Higgins on the other. They're going to score points. They're going to win some games. Now, preseason, people are going, this is a 12-13 win team. They're not. But I think they end up in the postseason, despite their terrible start.
I don't think they make the playoffs because I think their defense is awful. They've given up defensively 4 straight weeks now. 26, 38, 24 to Carolina, and 41. 41 to Baltimore, 38 to Washington, and 26 to the Chiefs. And sandwiched in there was a get-right offensive game for the Panthers, for God's sake,
with Andy Dalton
at quarterback. What are we doing here, Harry? I think they beat the Giants. That gets them to 2-4. Then they play the Browns. That gets them to 3-4. The Eagles game is kind of a season definer because if you can get back to 4-4, Raiders after that, maybe you're 5-4, you've won 4 straight, and then you play the Ravens. You're back in the mix. You're back. Let's go have a season. But that's a lot of wins I just strung together without any hiccups for a team that just can't stop anybody. So I will say that I am concerned based on their record. I still think their best football is ahead of them, and I love that offense. And if you told me right now they made the playoffs, I guess it wouldn't shock me. But 1-4 is a massive
hole
to dig out of. That's just tough. You know, if they're 2-3, I'd probably go calm.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.